From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. Russia said this week that it's not planning to extend a U.S.-sponsored program called Cooperative Threat Reduction. The program has helped to secure and dismantle thousands of nuclear weapons from the former Soviet Union. Russian officials say they no longer need U.S. help to do that. But Americans say the two countries should keep working together, as NPR's Corey Flintoff reports.
Cooperative Threat Reduction is a program created in 1992 after the collapse of the Soviet Union. It was a response to fears that Soviet weapons of mass destruction could fall into the hands of rogue regimes or terrorists. The problem was that the Soviet weapons were stockpiled in seven newly separate countries, from Russia to Kazakhstan, with governments that didn't have the money or the expertise to secure them. It wasn't cheap, about $500 million a year, but nuclear experts say it was a bargain.
We have to help Russia destroy more nuclear weapons than we probably would have been able to do in an actual nuclear war with Russia.
That's John Wolfsthal, an expert on nuclear proliferation at the Monterey Institute for International Studies. The program has been extended twice since it began, and it's due to expire in June of next year. That's why it seemed to come as a surprise to U.S. officials when they heard news reports from Moscow saying that the Russians weren't willing to renew the program again. State Department spokeswoman Victoria Nuland says the talks with Russia are still going on.
They have told us that they want revisions to the previous agreement. We are prepared to work with them on those revisions, and we want to have conversations about it.
The talks are taking place in an increasingly tense environment. The Kremlin recently announced that it would no longer allow the U.S. Agency for International Development to continue working in Russia. Both sides are insisting that the issues are not linked, but under President Vladimir Putin, Russia has become less and less willing to be seen as accepting outside aid, especially from the United States. John Wolfsthal says he thinks the balky stance of the Russian officials is mostly traditional Russian negotiating behavior.
They think we want this more than they do, and they want to try and strike as good a bargain for them as they can. And one of the best ways for them to do that is to threaten to cut the whole thing off unless they get what they want.
Former Senator Sam Nunn of Georgia wrote the original legislation with his co-sponsor, Senator Richard Lugar of Indiana. He says he's been expecting that Russian pride would eventually make Russian leaders uneasy about accepting U.S. aid.
Now, I have no objection whatsoever to Russia spending their own money. They have oil, and they have a lot different financial situation than they did in the early 1990s. And frankly, we have a lot different financial situation also. So that part doesn't bother me.
What does bother him, Nunn says, is the prospect that more than 20 years of shared experience and expertise acquired by the two nations could be squandered if Russia and the U.S. stop working together. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Washington.